Legendary KPFA broadcaster William Mandel died on Thursday, November 24th. William Mandel, also known as Bill Mandel, began broadcasting on KPFA in 1958. He hosted a weekly program called Soviet Press and Periodicals. He would actually read and translate Russian papers on air back in, during the Cold War, right? And his program, Soviet Press and Periodicals, had different names throughout the years, but remained on air for 37 consecutive years. He was considered an authority on the Soviet Union, which then, I think still today, they called a Sovietologist. And he was actually summoned a number of times to testify in front of the government, and including in 1960 at San Francisco City Hall when the House of Un-American Activities Committee came to San Francisco. And on May 13th, 1960, at San Francisco City Hall, this is what he had to tell them.
Are you now or have you ever been a member of the Communist Party?
Sir, I am 42 years of age. And have never had to face a jury as defendant or grand jury as witness in my life. My research and writing have been so public that two committees similar to this one, the Senate Internal Security Subcommittee and the McCarthy Committee, subpoenaed me as far back as 8 and 7 years ago, respectively, for having written a book titled The Soviet Far East and Central Asia. No indictment resulted from those hearings either, or from my continued public speaking or writing since that date. Clearly, therefore, I have committed no crime under any of the laws of this country and am not engaged in subversion. Consequently, I refuse to testify on the grounds that as a radio and TV public affairs broadcaster active in those capacities today, the subpoena issued to me interferes with the rights of my stations to schedule informational programs on their merits, and is thus a direct violation of the First Amendment guarantee of freedom of speech and of the people's right to hear. Further, as a scholar with a 20-year record of research in public writing and lecturing in my chosen field, the study of the Soviet Union, a field admitted by all to be one in which this country is in vital need of knowledge, I refuse to testify on the grounds that the subpoena is a violation of freedom of inquiry, which can only be expressed with the free speech and free press guaranteed in the First Amendment to the academic community as to all others. Lastly, I certainly shall not answer questions representing allegations against me made by persons not present and not identified, whom I cannot confront, and whom my lawyer cannot cross-examine as to their truthfulness. To rest my case solely on the First Amendment would, as 36 cases now on the courts show, condemn me to years of court action at enormous cost. It would cost me my home and impoverish my family for a very long time to come, which of course is what this committee desires. Therefore, I also refuse to testify under my right not to be a witness against myself, a right originated to protect the innocent. The guilty can be convicted by the testimony of others if there is any real evidence to present.
Do you honestly apprehend, sir, that if you told this committee truthfully while you're under oath whether or not you are now this instant or ever have been a member of the Communist Party, you would be supplying information which might be used against you in a criminal proceeding?
Honorable beaters of children and sadists uniformed and in plain clothes, distinguished Dixiecrat wearing the clothing of a gentleman, eminent Republican who opposes an accommodation with the one country with which we must live at peace in order for us all and our children to survive. My boy of 15 left this room a few minutes ago in sound health and not jailed solely because I asked him to be in here to learn something about the procedures of the United States government and one of its committees. Had he been outside, where the son of a friend of mine had his head split by these goons operating under your orders, my boy today might have paid the penalty of permanent injury or a police record for the for desiring to come here and hear how this committee operates. If you think that I am going to cooperate with this collection of Judases, of men who sit there in violation of the United States Constitution, if you think I will cooperate with you in any way, you are insane.
Proceed, sir. Now, sir, were you a lecturer?